Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Startup University Podcast. I am your host, Andrew Monroe. And today, I've got a pretty transparent episode for you guys. So this is going to be like a little bit of a lesson, but also I'm just going to communicate what's been going on in my life and some lessons I've learned in the last couple of days, and also how this lesson has been projected across my journey as an entrepreneur in a journey or just a projection onto my life in general. I'm just getting right into it. The lesson that I want to talk about that's been shown a lot in my life is the idea to just put your head down and keep grinding. You know, there's so many times in my life where stuff has just not worked out. Things are really hard. I'm just really not enjoying what I'm doing, but you just got to put your head down and grind. And this is literally what makes up the sport of cross country. You know, cross country is a very uncomfortable sport, and it teaches you how to deal with being uncomfortable early on. So like when you're in a race and you're through the first mile and you still got two more miles to go, you just got to put your head down and grind, even though you don't want to be there. It hurts. Everything in your mind is telling you to quit, but you keep on going. And I like to refer to this as the just keep swimming principle, just to make it more lighthearted. You know, Dory was not completely crazy in Finding Nemo. Like, she was just keep swimming. And that's honestly a really good principle, because if you do keep swimming and you don't give up and you persevere and you just put your head down and grind, things are going to turn around. You know, the last couple of episodes I've talked to you guys have been pretty positive. You know, I was on a very big upswing of momentum and things were going great. And I had a little bit of a setback the last couple days, and we weren't able to launch the product that we've been working on for a while now. Today, it was supposed to launch today, and it didn't launch, and it was pretty sad. I was pretty upset about it at first, but you know, I moped around for about 12 hours, and I already feel like a worthless piece of shit because I just haven't really done anything, and I just need to snap myself out of it and say, hey Andy, come on, like, put your head down and grind, like, you got this, man. Just got to tell myself that if I just keep doing the work every single day, I keep showing up every single day and putting in the work in those 0 days, then it's going to pay off. And, you know, this has happened in the past before. Like, so many times I've wanted to quit on my entrepreneurial journey, and I've just pushed through it, persevered and adapted and pivoted, and things worked out. So there's no reason to change this particular situation, you know. Like, where I'm just going to keep doing what I need to do, keep just focusing on my part of things, and it's going to come together soon. And if whatever you guys are going through at the moment, if there's something that is causing you to want to quit, if something's causing you to second guess what you're doing, just remember that the darkest moments are always so close to the light. At those moments where you know that you want to quit, where everything in your mind is telling you to quit, but you don't, you push through it. Those are the moments that are quickly followed by gratification. You know, there's a picture I always see on social media. You know, it's kind of corny and cringy because of like a lot of the self-help gurus posted, but it's kind of true. The one where you see the miners and they're like digging through the dirt, and the guy gets within inches of diamonds and he gives up. And you see like a hungry, fast-paced guy, a couple like way ahead of him, just like going full speed, who's probably going to get close to the diamonds and also give up. So just remember, when life is applying a lot of pressure to you and you feel like you feel like you can't go forward and you want to quit, that's when you need to put your head down and grind the most. You know, over these last 12 hours, I've really let a lot of my discipline slide, and I've fallen into a couple nasty habits that I've been trying to kick for a little bit. And this is the same concept of when if you're trying to do a dopamine fast and you're trying to rid your life of toxic dopamine sedatives, and you know, if you're trying to do like a, for example, social media, and you cut social media for a while and then you check it for like 5 seconds and you're like, wow, that was actually pretty interesting, then you download the app and you're like, all right, I'll just give myself 10 minutes and then I'll delete it again, then soon you find yourself on it for 15, 20, 25 minutes, and then you see it, once you delete the app, you still look it up on Safari and still try to find access to Instagram, and then you let other areas in your life slide. Maybe you were trying to quit alcohol at the same time and you start drinking again. Maybe you were trying to quit smoking weed at the same time and you start smoking again. Whatever it is, if you let any aspect of your life start to crumble, everything, it's the biggest snowball effect. It just piles up and all that momentum you built for yourself is gone. And I feel like the momentum got hit pretty hard in this setback that I've had. But, you know, that's okay. It's okay. And I'm going to get through it. I'm going to put my head down. I'm going to keep grinding. And I know that you guys will too. That's about all I got for you today. It's a pretty short episode. But just the moral of the story is whatever you're going through right now, remember, keep your head down and just keep swimming because it gets better. And just know I'm going through something pretty hard right now. And if you ever want to talk, I will be there for you. And if you need some motivation, I'll give it to you because, like I said, even though things aren't going very good for me right now, I will never give up because this is what I was put on this earth to do. And I would love to connect with you guys and talk about what you're going through as well. But thank you so much for listening. That is all for today, and I'll talk to you guys next time. Peace.